You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX news update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
There's a potential for severe weather today across Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We've seen it before. The first tornadoes ever recorded in the state in the usually frigid month of February tore through mostly rural areas on a day that broke records for warmth. It set up the perfect scenario for the type of severe weather normally seen in the late spring and summer. And now, Mother Nature might be back for more. Temperatures will soar to the low 70s. Dew points will also rise, adding some mugginess to the air. Then a front will slam into the state, firing up a strong line of thunderstorms at night. A few tornadoes are possible, and damaging wind gusts are likely.
Highs today in the Cooley region will top out in the mid-70s.
Meteorologists are concerned about public safety as the Trump administration plans layoffs at the National Weather Service. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
UW-Madison meteorology professors Jonathan Martin and Steve Ackerman say any pullback of the severe weather forecast provided by National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration could put lives at risk. Ackerman says many employees being described as probationary are in fact experienced professionals at the agencies. The numbers to be let go remain unclear.
The NWS has three offices in Wisconsin, including one here in La Crosse.
La Crosse mayoral candidates Shondell Washington Spivey and Chris Kahlo took part in a debate last night at UW La Crosse's Cleary Alumni and Friends Center. Both candidates spoke on housing, homelessness, and childcare, and both said that they support the Pathways Home Plan for La Crosse County. The candidates split over a ban on overnight camping in the city, which Kahlo voted for as city council president, and rezoning the Reach Center, which Kahlo voted against. The spring election is on April 1st. A ruling this week by a Wisconsin appeals court means that disabled voters can't receive absentee ballots by email. The decision means that disabled voters will not be able to receive ballots by email for the spring election on April 1st. Currently, only military and overseas voters can get ballots by email. The groups that brought the lawsuit to give disabled voters the ability to receive emailed absentee ballots said they will not appeal the decision. Republicans said voting electronically from home weakens election integrity. Senator Tammy Baldwin held a virtual town hall from Washington, D.C. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Senator Baldwin addressed the recent mass firings, slashing of budgets, and funding freezes ordered by the Trump administration.
A lot of what we've seen so far, in my opinion, and I am a lawyer, so my legal opinion, has been unconstitutional or illegal.
These actions have affected Head Start programs, fire departments, dairy farmers, and medical research on Alzheimer's, diabetes, and cancer, to name a few. The mass firings have affected tens of thousands of people.
And so while we all support efficiency and going after waste and fraud, this is of a different character altogether.
The Senate is currently working to pass a spending bill to continue funding the government temporarily.
The deadline is 11:59 p.m. tonight. Congressman Derek Van Orden held a virtual town hall Wednesday after facing criticism for not holding in-person events for constituents. Van Orden blames what he calls outside agitators for the decision to hold virtual events.
I want to be the most accessible member of Congress possible, and to have somebody screeching in the background that is not having a productive discussion with either myself or their fellow constituents is unacceptable.
Van Orden answered a handful of pre-screen questions, including responses to mass federal government layoffs and funding for the Dairy Business Initiative during the virtual event.
Rebecca Cook announced her campaign for Congress in Chippewa County yesterday. Cook, who has run for the 3rd Congressional District seat twice, is seeking to unseat Republican Derek Van Orden. Cook says she plans on building on the momentum of her past campaigns.
I think we'll certainly be a lot more aggressive. I think that we've got to hold this administration's worst instincts accountable. And Derek Van Orden has proven that he's really lockstep with what this administration is attempting to do.
Cook says she won't be shy about hearing from constituents in the 3rd District.
As a public servant, you're elected to be by the people and for the people, right? And so you need to be accountable to the people. And so I intend to host town halls pretty frequently throughout the campaign and create opportunities for people on both sides of the aisle to be able to interact with me and have a dialogue on issues that they care about the most.
Cook, a Democrat, is the first person to announce their candidacy to challenge Van Orden. Eau Claire City Council Council President Emily Berg is also considering a run for Congress.
The Trump administration is planning on cutting tens of thousands of Veterans Administration jobs, according to multiple news reports. Currently, the VA employs about 470,000 people. The goal for the Trump administration is to get the VA back to pre-pandemic staffing of just under 400,000 workers, so about 70,000 employees would be let go. In addition, the Trump administration is planning to downsize the military's civilian workforce by about 5 to 8% of its nearly 950,000 employees.
Wisconsin's Democratic elected officials are pushing back on the Trump administration's plans to let go of tens of thousands of VA workers. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
New reports show the administration plans to cut as many as 80,000 jobs at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This move will likely impact veterans care and services across the country. The mass terminations of federal employees suddenly and without advance notices throws tens of thousands of Americans across the country into chaos.
According to federal officials, Wisconsin has about 11,000 VA workers.
Congressman Derek Van Orden said he's pushing back against the Trump administration's federal budget cuts that would affect veterans and farmers. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulotz.
Van Orden says he spoke with the billionaire last week and that Musk assured him the Department of Government Efficiency, better known as DOGE, will be more refined in its recommendations to ensure veterans and farmers are not harmed by federal budget cuts. Van Orden says he'll raise farm and veterans issues when he meets with DOGE staff and that federal benefits to vets and farmers won't be interrupted.
The VA is planning to cut tens of thousands of jobs across the country. Congratulations to West Salem, Aquinas, and Cochran Fountain City. All three boys' basketball teams won to advance to tomorrow's sectional finals. The winner in those games will advance to the state championships next week in Madison.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Bucks sink the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks at the Lakers at Fiserv Farm. L.A. without LeBron James. But Luka Doncic had 45 points. The Bucks still won by 20. 126 to 106. Milwaukee's Kevin Porter, 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
When we put the pieces together on both ends, you know, it's going to be very hard to beat us. And that's kind of what we're just trying to figure out. Definitely had some lapses on defense and offense, but we'll take this game every night.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers take on UCLA today in the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin with a 70-63 win over Northwestern to advance. In New York, Marquette tonight against the number one seed St. John's in the Big East. After beating Xavier 89-87, Shaka Smart on Stevie Mitchell, sparking a come-from-behind victory.
Such a unique player. You can't quantify it. He willed us to come back when we were dead in the water. I love the guy.
That's head coach Shaka Smart with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action, mystery, comedy, thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. Glenn Powell is not by any means desperate for work. In addition to filming a remake of The Running Man and Top Gun 3 on the horizon, Powell has just signed on to a new film called The Natural Order, a sci-fi thriller about the search for eternal life. The production is in the talks with Mufasa, The Lion King director Barry Jenkins. Jenkins also directed 2016's Moonlight, for which he won an Oscar for Best Director. Kelly Ripa and husband Mark Consuelos are often referred to as the cutest married couple ever around their dinner table. The overly perky co-hosts of Live with Kelly and Mark are great at self-promotion, and this time it's because Consuelos did a segment on the show with his fly open. The supposedly accidental open zipper became obvious when he leaned back in his chair. Producers thought quickly and moved to the next segment, which is called Stump Mark, which is a perfect segment name for a guy who forgets to pull up his zipper. Kelly Clarkson was absent from her own talk show for almost a week, causing fear in her fans that something might be wrong with her. Co-hosts filled in so that a TV-watching crisis was averted. Reps for the Kelly Clarkson show said that Clarkson was dealing with a personal matter that had nothing to do with her, which makes absolutely no sense. Kelly's fans flooded social media, taking time out of their extremely busy days to demand to know what was going on, until one social media user finally set things straight, saying, "Hey y'all, y'all need to understand this. Kelly does not owe y'all an explanation for her absence. Y'all can just stop." Does anyone else feel less intelligent now than when I started reading this? Do you think they'll tease the heck out of Kelly's return? I see a ratings bonanza for Kelly right around the corner, y'all. Big news from The Masked Singer, as the identity of the singer in the Space Ranger costume was revealed. Who cares? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Windy and warm today. We'll get to 78 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms this evening. A couple of those could be strong to severe with hail and wind, the main threat. After that, rain likely late tonight through Saturday with a little snow chiming in at the end late Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.